time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
St. Joseph Health believes every moment is precious, no matter who you are or where you come from. That's why we're making high-quality healthcare more convenient for your needs. St. Joseph Hospital's new patient care facility has expanded emergency, surgical, and diagnostic imaging services. The latest technology, the largest network, and highly skilled staff and physicians at both St. Joseph and Redwood Memorial Hospitals. That's St. Joseph Health.
You know, I think it was Lily Tomlin who said that no matter how cynical I get, I just can't keep up. Well, it's not hard to be cynical when cities, counties, states, and even countries are going broke, and it's the people and the businesses that have to pick up the tab. A good example is the recent trend of larger governments, as a means to balance their own budgets, quote, borrowing, or more accurately, taking, financial resources from local governments. The most egregious example is the state's recent elimination of some 400 California local redevelopment areas. Simply, redevelopment reserved a portion of property taxes in blighted areas for investment that would create jobs, stimulate business activity, reduce blight, and improve quality of life at the local level, the four cornerstones of economic vitality for communities. Well, as those investments produced increased property taxes, the money would be reinvested for additional growth in jobs and in business. But in order to satisfy its obligation to schools, the state, in its wisdom, did away with redevelopment and ran away with the money. Now, if that sounds counterproductive, it is, because all of the projects in the redevelopment areas produced increased payroll, property, and sales tax revenues for the state. Well, now the latest threat is to do away with a highly successful state enterprise zone program, which provides tax and other incentives for business development in defined areas. The Eureka Enterprise Zone has been in place for decades and has been a phenomenal success. According to the city, some 400 businesses were able to increase hiring and production in 2010-11, resulting in some 80 people being able to leave public assistance. The program incentives allowed Eureka businesses to invest in job-producing expansion to the tune of nearly $6 million in fiscal 2009-10 alone. This vital economic tool is now on the chopping block, as the state, in true robbing Peter to pay Paul fashion, is poised to eliminate enterprise zone investments in much the same way as it capriciously did away with redevelopment. Well, recently, the Eureka Chamber Board of Directors joined hundreds of local governments and business organizations to implore the legislature to find other and better ways to keep its fiscal house in order. In letters to the governor and key legislators, the Chamber Board strongly suggested the retention of enterprise zones and supported a bill that would create a replacement funding tool to provide for infrastructure improvements after the demise of redevelopment agencies. So if you accept the premise that all economic development is local economic development, then it becomes abundantly clear that in gutting these critical programs, the state is robbing itself of revenues that are produced in local communities. Every time a new job is created because of business incentives through the enterprise zone or infrastructure financing, it means one more potential customer for other local businesses. It can also mean one less individual or family depending on public assistance. These types of programs are intended to increase productivity and are indeed investments and not expenses. So, I hope you join us in letting our state representatives know there are better ways to balance California's books than on the backs of local businesses and local governments. I'm J. Warren Hockaday for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.